had a lot of comments in and around the waste in place remedy, you know, and had to do a lot of explaining as to how that works and that the O&M programs are perpetual. A lot of questions in and around the Berkeley, which was hard for people to separate that from the BPSOUCD. I mean, it's still in your town, but it's a completely different aspect of Superfund. So that was probably the most trying aspect of dealing with the community is, you know, explaining that this doesn't really deal with the Berkeley. The Berkeley is a separate issue. Westside Soils was another one as to why we got that a lot as to why is my house not currently eligible where they are on the hill. So those in groundwater. Groundwater was a contentious issue there. We have Montana Tech. We have a lot of intelligent scientists here that were following this for many years as well. So we had a lot of concerns in and around the groundwater remedy and things like that, which all of this will have a direct impact on that as well. I mean, we're implementing two more control areas that will gather contaminated groundwater, treat it. So, I mean, those were the big ones, I'd say, in and around there. And action levels. I mean, we heard quite a bit about action levels through the public participation process and all of our community coffees and things like that as an explanation. And the explanation I gave was similar, you know, the same as here, is we have the ability to address it on a human health basis, not so much just remedy. So those were the main points of concern that I dealt with through all the public engagement.
Do you think this cleanup we're getting is, could you think of any better cleanup we could get if it was totally your dream? Or do you think we're getting the best we could have possibly gotten?
It is much further advanced than I ever dreamt it would have been. Like I said, in 2010, I would have never dreamt that we would get this far and this holistic. I mean, it's a very complex site on numerous aspects of it. I mean, it's very complex. And for it to be as advanced as it is through this CD, I find it very gratifying. Can you always do more? I mean, yes, you can always do more, but then they kind of get to the point of diminishing returns. And I think we are truly at that point, is you're to the diminishing returns if you went much further.
Mm-hmm.
For us to be able to go through this process as a PRP and not have to provide any of the funding for the remedy, I think is drastically overlooked by our community and is a very important aspect that we were able to get to this remedy without having to hinder our taxpayers with paying for it. Because we're every bit as responsible as Atlantic Richfield by the letter of the law. So
who can we credit for that?
I would credit John Sesso. And it's been a lot of, through the negotiation process, more so directly with Atlantic Richfield, with our allocation agreement and things like that, that we were able to add that layer of protection through that, where the funding came from them, where we run the programs. It's also, I mean, it has a benefit economically that way as well, as we now kind of control our own destiny, if you will, in this regards, is it's going to be in-house staff that make sure that this operates the way it's supposed to in the forever.